Chapter 11. Don't Think About Pink Elephants. Harry did a lot of cooking over the summer. With his textbooks locked away, cooking was really the only thing he could do that didn't start an argument. Aunt Petunia even graced him with something that vaguely resembled a smile, before warning him not to go trying to make anything foreign. Harry took a moment to think about absolutely nothing, and made four different cakes at slightly different temperatures. They all came out edible, and Dudley actually nodded at him in a vaguely non-threatening manner. Harry had a slice of the best one, and went to the library to check out another book on Muggle botany. It didn't include any plant uses or magical plants, but there were some useful things in there about growing conditions and folklore. It beat staring at a wall, waiting for a letter to come from his friends. When botany failed to hold his attention, which was almost all of the time, outside moments of sheer stubbornness, Harry attempted to daydream about Quidditch, which was faintly depressing, tried not to think about his dreams, and did drills where he imagined his potions professor turning up and reading his mind, and having to think about something he wouldn't mind Professor Snape knowing about. Thinking about Professor Snape's opinion of yet another argument with his uncle made Harry snort. "Something funny about your infernal racket disrupting my sleep, boy?" "Sorry, Uncle, I had something in my throat." At least someone would be happy if Professor Snape saw how Harry's life was with the Dursleys. Professor Snape could get together with Uncle Vernon to find new ways to call him an idiot. For lack of anything better to try, Harry did his best to start thinking about pink elephants whenever it occurred to him that someone might be reading his mind. Pink elephants were hard to stop thinking about, he'd heard. Pink elephants dancing. Pink elephants playing the tuba. Pink elephants in pink tutus. Baby pink elephants and mama pink elephants. Pink elephants locked in an owl cage. Harry shook his head sharply. Dancing pink elephants. A pink elephant playing a drum. Hermione would probably have a better idea about how to deal with mind reading, but it hadn't occurred to him to talk with her about it before break, and now, well, there just hadn't been the chance, what with the complete lack of letters. If Draco had been there, he'd have recruited Dudley as a minion within the first week, probably played some trick on him to get Dudley and his books for him, and lived it up all summer. Harry tried to comfort himself with the thought that, at the very least, he still wasn't Draco Malfoy. Even if Draco would have his potions homework done on time, and not get Professor Snape's look 52, disapproval with a side of "you should have been drowned at birth." Harry had had way too much time this summer to brood about Professor Snape's many and various ways of expressing hatred. Harry really didn't like Dobby. Harry really loved Ron Weasley.